Good morning, everyone, and welcome back out into the bush. I thought we were going to beat the cicadas, but I hear them waking up. Well, you know what I believe? I believe today is an amazing day to be alive. We're just a couple of days from Christmas. So what is Christmas? I think Christmas is a whole lot more than just giving gifts and catching up with family, although I do know those two things are important and they're a lot of fun to do. But I think Christmas Day is the day that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, I know he wasn't born on December 25th, but it's the day that we choose to celebrate his birth or his entrance into humanity. Well, so what does the birth of Jesus mean? Well, I believe it means that there is hope for the world. Did you get that? I believe that the birth of Jesus means there is hope for the world. But before we look at the birth of Jesus, I want to go 700 years before the birth of Jesus. A man by the name of Isaiah was doing some prophesying, and he said the following in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. That is a huge statement. There's a lot there, but we won't take the time to develop that today. So let's move forward 700 years again and see how this prophecy of Isaiah begins to be fulfilled. But first, let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for the day. Thank you for your blessings. Now use this little talk, little study into the birth of Jesus for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Go with me over to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And this census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. I don't know if you just noticed it or not. Luke just gave us the historic time frame for the birth of Jesus. He's pretty good about that. But if you want to look at more, do the research. You'll find it very interesting. Verse number 4. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. Luke also gives us the place where Jesus was going to be born. It's Bethlehem, which means the house of bread. Do you know anybody who said, I am the bread of life? Well, you're right. Jesus did that. Well, have you ever walked into the house or perhaps Kohl's on bread baking day and inhaled that amazing aroma of fresh baked bread? I know I have. And it makes your mouth water. It has a way of drawing you in, doesn't it? Well, if Jesus is the bread of life, what does that say about us who are in the body of Christ? I think Paul said it over in Corinthians where he said that we are to be a sweet-smelling savor that draws others in. Now, let me ask you, how do you smell today? What's the aroma that comes off of you? Verse number 6. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Well, the place was crowded because everybody was coming to their hometown to register, and Jesus had to be born in a stable. That's amazing. There's a lot more that we could say about this, but let's move on and see how this story unfolds. Verses 8 and 9. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Now get this, these guys, out in the dark, and they're used to a dark place, and then an angel shows up, and the glory of God surrounds that angel. Well, let me ask you what you would do. Come on now, what would you do if you were in their sandals? Verse 10. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people." How many people? All people. That means the birth of Jesus Christ brings hope to everyone in the world. Verse 11, "For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Well, let's continue reading. Verses 12 through 14. "And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Wow, the angels were praising God. Sounds to me like they had a good old-fashioned praise service. When was the last time that maybe you and I went to Christmas and we said, "Oh, well, another Christmas"? Don't you think we should take a clue from the angels and start praising God for the birth of Jesus rather than moaning at Christmas time? So what did the shepherds do? Remember, they're standing there gobsmacked. Verses 15 through 18. "So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said one to another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all of those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. So they went, they saw, and they went and told others." Let me repeat that. They went, they saw, they went and told others. Have we just learned something from the shepherds? Verse number 19, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." Remember, Mary was a very, very young Jewish girl, and she must have been overwhelmed with all the things she was hearing and seeing. So she also saw and experienced, but she pondered what she heard and saw. But what did the shepherds do? Verse 20, "Then the shepherds returned, glorifying God, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they'd heard and seen as it was told them." So another praise service. The angels saw the birth of Jesus and they praised God. The shepherds saw the birth of Jesus and they praised God. Have we learned anything here? Praise is a big thing. So there we have it. Jesus is born, and the angels are praising, and the shepherds are praising. In closing, I want to go back before Isaiah, a long, long way before Isaiah, and look at something that you may consider to be very interesting. And we'll let the fine people at John 10:10 do that through the following video. But now, after the video, I want you to come back to me. Jesus was present from the beginning to now. He'll be present to the end. And he did all that he did because of one thing: for God so loved the world. God sent Jesus just because he loved the whole world. And Jesus died and rose again so you and I can have a good relationship with God. So the invitation for Christmas is come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. What a wonderful Christmas present that would be for you and for your family. Merry Christmas.